A fracture-critical design. That's one of the latest things we're learning about the bridge that collapsed near Mount Vernon in Washington State last night. Officials are also saying that an oversized truck hit a girder on the bridge, one of those fracture-critical points, and that likely caused the collapse. The truck's driver and the driver of another car escaped with minor injuries. Naval Officer Dan Sly and his wife Sally were also driving over the bridge at the time. He told Seattle's Kong TV they saw a big puff of dust, and the next thing he knew, they were belly deep in water.
When you're sitting down in the water and there's all that mangled metal and bridge, and you're looking around, kind of pinching yourself and realizing you're lucky to be alive, it's a pretty amazing day, to tell you the truth.
Well, joining us on the line from Mount Vernon is Kate Martin. She's a reporter for the Skagit Valley Herald. And Kate, I understand that representatives of that trucking company have been speaking today. What have they been saying?
Honestly, I've been in the field and I haven't had any opportunity to talk to them, so I'm sorry I don't have any information for you on that.
Okay, but I understand that at least we know so far that the trucking company had a permit because it was an oversized vehicle.
Yeah, correct. I actually heard that from DOT, Washington State Department of Transportation, last night, and they also had the required escort for their oversized load.
Okay, and that escort serves a pretty important function because it not only alerts surrounding drivers that there's an oversized load coming down the road, but it helps. Does the escort, you know, measure bridge heights as it goes along?
Well, it depends on the type of escort. I've seen some that'll have like a pole that is very tall, and it probably, if it strikes a bridge or something, it would alert the driver behind to slow down and not go further. One thing I did hear from the DOT is they're trying to figure out why the driver may have been drifting farther to the right than he should have. My understanding from talking with DOT is that he could have fit underneath the bridge, but there's sort of a slight curve to some of the trusses that support the upper structure of the bridge.
Oh, interesting. Okay. And I've also seen that that federal authorities have said they're going to be contributing some money to the state of Washington to help with the bridge repair. Do we know how much that is?
You know, let me think. I think I saw an email from Representative Rick Larson about that. I think they talked about... I can't say off the top of my head. I'm sorry. I don't have that information.
That's all right. No problem. It's a rapidly evolving situation. I saw a piece of information a little earlier today that said it would be at least $1 million, but it might be more than that.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So now you said you were out in the field just now over the course of the day. What have you been seeing out there in day two of this collapse?
Right. Well, I mean, there's a lot of looky-loos out there. The folks here in Skagit County just cannot believe that this has happened. It's definitely a spectacle, and it probably will be for some time, especially when they move the equipment in to remove the truss, the part of the span that fell into the water. One of the other DOT spokesmen that I talked to today, he said that if they're going to be removing the section of the span that fell into the river, they're probably not going to be able to do it with cranes on either side of the remaining spans. What they're probably going to do is bring in a barge to remove that, because the bridge, he was saying, probably would not support the weight of any cranes that would be moving the steel out of the water.
Wow. Now,
the traffic...
Go ahead, please.
I was just going to say, the traffic is also really surreal. We are not used to seeing these big trucks on our city roads. Just keep in mind, Skagit County's got about 117,000 people who live here, and the two cities that are on either side of this bridge, Mount Vernon's got about 40,000, and Burlington has around 8,500. So, you know, for folks that are listening in bigger cities, this, you know, Mount Vernon is the largest city in this county with 40,000 people. We're not used to seeing this massive amount of traffic on our rural roads.
Right, and that's one of the reasons why Interstate 5 is so important in that corridor in Washington State, because that's one of the major arteries for truck traffic up and down the West Coast, or the major artery, in fact.
Absolutely.
So we've got just under a minute to go here, Kate. What are officials that you've spoken to saying about how long a disruption is going to last there in that part of Washington to all the traffic with that bridge being down and out?
Months. It's going to be months. And I think that it's daunting for the local officials trying to figure out how we're going to move people, not only locals, but the commerce that comes in and out of this county. You know, people from Canada come down to shop in the stores in Burlington and Everett, and they're just not going to get to Everett on I-5. They're going to have to go somewhere else. So it's a big deal here, and some of the folks I've talked to said it's literally millions of dollars per day that could be impacted for every single day that this bridge is out of operation. Mm.
Kate Martin is a reporter for the Skagit Valley Herald, speaking to us today from Mount Vernon, near the site where that bridge collapsed last night in the state of Washington. Kate, thank you so much again.
You're welcome, Magna.